host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A jetliner looks to have landed in Toronto at an airport upside down, according to images on social media. ABC's Alex Stone.
Well, details of what happened when the Delta Airlines Canadian regional jet operated by Endeavor Air landed in a snowy Toronto are not clear. Toronto Pearson Airport is confirming an incident involving the flight landing from Minneapolis and that emergency teams are responding.
Local TV in Toronto reporting 8 people injured, 1 critical condition. All the crew and passengers are accounted for. Federal workers protesting what they say is the chaotic way Elon Musk's government efficiency operation is slashing thousands of jobs.
Where is Congress?
Outside the U.S. Capitol in Washington, this demonstration, protesters calling for Congress to rein in the billionaire. An Israeli drone strike in southern Lebanon today killed the head of Hamas's military operations in the country. This is ABC News. Researchers have said the number of adults aged 26 to 34 diagnosed with autism increased by more than 450% over 10 years. Some American adults now wondering if they have it.
There's no blood test or brain scan to diagnose autism. Pediatricians usually screen for it. It's mostly diagnosed in childhood. A range of intellectual, language, and social difficulties, autism is often associated with trouble communicating or a fixation on a certain pattern or a topic. But doctors say just because an adult likes a routine does not mean they're autistic. They're urging people to evaluate why they're pursuing an adult diagnosis, maybe if they were to need access to services that are not otherwise available. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
A measles outbreak, the worst West Texas has seen in 30 years, cases doubling since February 1st. Health officials reporting 48 patients total so far. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Governor Tony Evers will propose a nearly $500 million multi-step plan for Wisconsin's correction system as part of the two-year state budget he'll announce on Tuesday.
These steps are each a critical part, a crucial part of this comprehensive plan, and they have to happen together.
Evers' proposal will include closing the more than 100-year-old Green Bay prison and remodeling the Lincoln Hills Youth Facility into a medium-security prison for adult males. He'll also propose policy changes to reduce the state's corrections population. A bill reversing the Department of Public Instruction's testing standards will be taken up in the State Assembly this week.
The Assembly Education Committee passed the bill last week. It would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-2020, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. Critics argue the DPI changes mask poor performance. State Superintendent Jill Underley has said standards weren't lowered and that the changes were made through a transparent process with input from educators. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Also at the Capitol, a proposal is being reintroduced to combat human trafficking on the demand side.
The Human Trafficking Prevention Act would impose a mandatory $5,000 surcharge on convictions for patronizing or soliciting prostitutes or keeping a place of prostitution, State Senator Andre Jacques.
Pimps, as well as patrons that are driving basically the slavery trade, the sex trafficking trade.
The DePere Republican says he and advocates for those being trafficked see this bill as attacking the demand side. Jacques says the measure enjoys broad bipartisan support and that Governor Tony Evers has previously indicated his support. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and brutally cold today. High temperatures flirting with 0 degrees and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. Tonight, we fall to overnight lows near 25 below, prompting an extreme cold warning where it could really feel near 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 4 below.
Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome in to another episode of AOA, Agriculture of America. Good to have you along with us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Got plenty to talk about here on the show today. No markets on today's show as President's Day Monday. Markets closed, reopening on Tuesday. But we have plenty of other items to dive into, especially regarding the cattle industry. We're going to head back to CattleCon 25 in San Antonio, Texas from earlier in the month of February. And share some conversations you haven't heard yet here on the show. We're going to have a focus on cattle health. We'll hear from Dr. Mitch Blanding with Zoetis coming up in segment two of today's program. Also, we'll hear from veterinarian Dina Hardy with Merck Animal Health later in the show at segment four. Both of those conversations focusing on a number of different topics surrounding cattle health and overall animal health. So looking forward to sharing those with you. Also, we're going to hear a conversation we had with Gene Copenhaver from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That is coming up here in segment three of today's AOA. So a lot to get to here on the show. Let's kick it off with news headlines because we didn't get to all of the news that I wanted to on our last program. There's been a lot of items that have hit the news wires here the last several days. And so let's dive in and take a look at some of these news notes here to start the show. While economists continue to paint a rather bleak picture for farm prices in 2025, Dr. Nick Piggott is a professor of agricultural and resource economics at North Carolina State University, and he expects prices to be about the same or perhaps even lower than in 2024.
The situation is we just have a very large amount of ending stocks in both corn and soybeans, particularly soybeans worldwide, and that just really limits the upside for now. The only potential we may have for further increasing prices are any surprises with respect to planting or weather as we go into 2025. Aside from that, we've got a lot of ending stocks, so that's just going to basically result in a lot of downward pressure on prices moving into 2025.
However, Piggott does see livestock continuing to be a bright spot.
So when you look at cash receipts in 2024, they're down for crops, but they're actually up for livestock and in particular cattle. So the profitability of the cattle industry is coming back, and that's in turn partly because feed grain prices are cheaper, so they're benefiting from that.
He says planted acres should not change much this year, but he does see the possibility for some movement.
I don't expect there to be a lot of changes as compared to last year. Right now, there's a signal to potentially plant more corn than soybeans. That's going to play out in the next few weeks. But if soybean prices continue to fall, then there'll be a stronger signal to plant corn.
Once again, that is North Carolina State University ag economist Dr. Nick Piggott. Well, it's pretty tough to predict the growing season weather with certainty, and as the end of winter draws closer, farmers are turning their thoughts to what the weather forecast looks like for the upcoming growing season. Eric Snodgrass is principal atmospheric scientist with Conduit Ag. He says there are concerns about drought as he looks ahead.
I would tell you that I think spring might be tight. Now, that's an easy forecast to make in Wisconsin and surrounding states simply because, you look, historically, we typically have tight springs anyway. We tend to hang on to cool weather a little bit too long, and I just think this year's weather pattern is going to do that. What I'm worried about is west of the Mississippi. I think we need to be keeping a close eye on some of the weather patterns that have created some massive deficits in parts of the southwest U.S. and even at times in the plains. I mean, I know we're not going to look back too far, but we've not had much snow across northern tier of the U.S., and fall's drought still lingering and really terrible subsurface soil moisture problems. So I think we might be watching a situation where drought and heat pushes from the west toward us. And the question is, does it get here? And does it get here in time to cause an issue?
He says the chances of drought are pretty good.
There's a 60% chance that the central U.S. deals with adverse weather on the hot, dry side of things based on what we know today. And I think until that narrative is broken, or if I have overwhelming evidence to the contrary, I got to keep telling folks about it.
And it's hard to know what's ahead with certainty due to how quickly conditions can change in the world's weather patterns.
Because of the speed at which the atmosphere and ocean can change, the pattern we're in right now, it may persist all the way through spring and early summer, but you know as well as I do, it can change on a heartbeat. So the reality is that when we fully build into a summer pattern, which happens in mid-June, we will then know if the atmosphere is going to keep its momentum or if it's going to lose it. And if it loses it, a bunch of cold water upwells in the Gulf of Alaska. And that is the visual test that tells you that the atmosphere is having problems getting the flow to go across the country. And if it doesn't go across the country, the Bermuda High, which typically sits on the eastern side of the U.S., it drifts. It goes off to Africa or to Europe. And when it moves, we've now lost the pump of moisture. The airflow becomes stagnant. High pressure builds in, and high pressure begets high pressure, which means drought begets drought. And you just get into this vicious cycle.
Once again, that is Eric Snodgrass with Conduit Ag. Don Rose of U.S. Commodities took a recent trip to South America and saw firsthand what the crop conditions looked like. Given the size of South America's growing area, there's a variety of conditions ranging from too wet to very dry in parts of Brazil and Argentina.
It's a big country from Brazil all the way down to Argentina, so you have everything. I would say probably as big an issue as the dryness in southern Brazil and in northern Argentina, which that is a hot, dry pattern there, maybe stabilizing, but we'll see. It's the weather in the north. To put it in perspective, the roads, they're not the nice, plush roads that we have here, gravel. There's a lot of dirt roads, and those roads, when it rains, muddy. So that is an issue.
He says soybean harvest was recently slowed down by the wet weather.
The harvest slowed down greatly because of that, but picking up momentum now. And the producers there, I would say probably somewhere around 15%, maybe a little bit more, of the farms have storage. And so there's a great need for bags right now, silo bags, and kind of a shortage of those bags at the present time. Looks like the early yields were a little bit poor, but starting to pick up, improving now. That looks like we're going to get some drier forecasts going forward and maybe some rain in southern Brazil and northern Argentina. So I would say the harvest weather's improving.
While harvest started slowly, it's still going to be a big crop.
You talk about yields, there's a lot of 60 to 70 bushel yields, you know, is what you're looking at. So it's not like you're 40 bushel yields. But, you know, the bottom line, I think you're still talking about a soybean crop that is 170 million metric tons in Brazil. Well, that's a 6.2 billion bushel crop.
And once again, that's comments with Don Rose from U.S. Commodities in West Des Moines, Iowa. Also, the food price index increased 0.4% in January. The food at home index rose 0.5% over the month as four of the six major grocery store food group indexes increased. The indexes for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 1.9% over the month as the index for eggs led the way, rising 15.2%.
This was the largest increase in the eggs index since June of 2015 and accounted for about two-thirds of the total monthly food-at-home increase. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the fruits and vegetables index fell 0.5% in January. The cereals and bakery products index decreased 0.4% over the month, as the breakfast cereal index fell 3.3%. Also, the food away from home index, that was up 0.2% in January, and the index for limited service meals rose 0.3% over the month, and the index for full service meals rose 0.1%. So some interesting numbers there when you take a look at the food price index moving a bit higher in the month of January. Well, that's a look at some of the latest ag news headlines here to get us started on AOA today. Coming up here next, we are going to take a focus on cattle health. I had a conversation with Dr. Mitch Blanding from Zoetis during the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show earlier this month in San Antonio, Texas. We're going to take a listen to that conversation coming up next on AOA Agriculture of America.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions, we're dedicated to helping you achieve your full potential by connecting you with the knowledge, tools, and solutions you need for success. Partner with our team of experts who are ready to tackle the unique challenges you face at each stage of the season with customized whole acre solutions. Speak to your local crop consultant or visit us online at NutrienAgSolutions.com to learn how we can work toward feeding the future together.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
Tomorrow's leaders in agriculture, business, technology, and science are being trained today as members of the FFA, a school-based national youth development organization with more than a million members across America, preparing themselves for future success. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all the hard work our local FFA chapters do throughout the year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services.
Being there, every minute, year after year. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, it's not just our way of doing business, it's our way of life. Providing the energy our community relies on every day. And as a Touchstone Energy Cooperative member, that means value that goes far beyond the energy we provide. It's value you can't really put a price on.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA. One other news note I didn't get to in segment one, as again, we've been trying to catch up on a lot of different news items that have been out there the last several days. U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers have welcomed new legislation that would move the Food for Peace International Food Assistance Program under the USDA's administration. Of course, there's been a lot of talk in the news about U.S. aid here as of late. It's been a big target of DOGE over the last several weeks here. Now, according to USW President Vince Peterson, he says, quote, U.S. wheat has long been proud of the role America's farmers play in feeding hungry populations around the world. Realigning administration of Food for Peace, our flagship global hunger program, to USDA makes perfect sense and ensures that the agency most closely connected with food is equipped to deliver wholesome food from American farmers to those who need it, end quote. Now, National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould says his group welcomes the legislation that supports American farmers while working to address hunger around the world, saying, quote, each year the Food for Peace program buys more than 1 million metric tons of food, including wheat, to feed millions of starving people. The program will feed people more efficiently and effectively this way, end quote. Also on the dairy side, many dairy groups applauding the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act that has been introduced in Congress. The National Milk Producers Federation applauding the bipartisan act to help increase kids' access to milk's vital nutrients. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee reaffirmed in its scientific report last December that most kids and adolescents are not meeting daily dairy intake recommendations. That, according to NMPF President and CEO Greg Dowd. He added, quote, good nutrition is the cornerstone of children's health and development, and milk plays an unparalleled role in providing the nutrients kids need to grow and thrive. The House Education and Workforce Committee approved the act, and that's another piece of legislation that we're going to watch for on Capitol Hill. So again, a lot of news items that we need to catch up on here, and of course, we'll keep tracking things for you here on the show. All right, well, let's head back to CattleCon 25 in San Antonio, Texas earlier this month. I was able to catch up on some cattle health topics. I talked with Dr. Mitch Blanding from Zoetis. Had a great conversation with him on the trade show floor. Let's take a listen to this and get some perspective on some key cattle health topics that are on the minds of veterinarians. Here is that convo with Dr. Mitch Blanding of Zoetis from this year's CattleCon in San Antonio. Dr. Blanding, it's good to catch up with you. Hope all is well so far in San Antonio.
Yeah, things have been going well. It appears to be a good crowd down here, and at least the first 2 days have gone well. So looking forward to the rest of the week.
Fantastic. And I know a lot of great folks here, a lot of great conversations. Let's talk a little bit about, we're getting ready for spring calving season. Very, very important time, obviously. What's your advice to producers as we kind of get those calves started on a healthy path? Let's start there.
Yeah, I think it's a great question, and you're right. This is the time of year people start thinking about that. I think one of the most important things we can do early in life, and this is very early in life, for to get calves off on a healthy start is to ensure that they get adequate colostrum intake. A lot of people don't fully appreciate, but calves aren't born with any antibodies. They actually have to acquire those through the first milk that cow or heifer produces, colostrum, and that's how we kind of kickstart the immune system, if you will. And ensuring that these calves get adequate amounts of colostrum in the first 12 to 24 hours of life is critical for ultimately health outcome for that calf, not only during the rest of the nursing phase, but there have been work that would suggest that it impacts their performance weaning time and after during the rest of their life. So very, very critical that occurs. Problem is, in beef cattle, we're not sitting there babysitting them for 24 hours a day, right? So we kind of have to leave a lot of that up to Mother Nature.
What are some of the most common gaps in health when it comes to that cow-calf herd? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so, one of the things, so let me back up just a bit, talk about colostrum. One of the things we can do to help ensure we get adequate colostrum in that calf is to ensure that the cows are at an adequate body condition score when they calve, and that's a critical piece to colostral transfer. You know, some of the gaps that we see are just, listened in on one of the speakers at Cattlemen's College yesterday, and the suggestion was that less than half of all cow-calf producers vaccinate calves sometime during the nursing phase. And so I think that's a gap where we've got, somewhere in the neighborhood of half of the calves that are being born that aren't vaccinated during the, prior to weaning. And I think there's a huge opportunity to enhance immunity in these calves and prepare them better for weaning and everything that's going to happen in that calf's life during that time. The other opportunity that we see in the cow-calf space is to implanting nursing calves with a growth-promoting implant in, 45 days or older in those nursing calves. Studies would suggest every time we implant a calf, it's equivalent to about 19 pounds of weight at weaning time. And with $3 calves or thereabouts, that's a lot of money to leave on the table if we're not doing that, right?
Absolutely. How about the cow side of this equation? I mean, what are some things producers can do to protect cows, disease challenges that might be there, get them ready for breeding, et cetera? Talk about that side of it for us.
One of the biggest things that I see is confusion as it relates to vaccine selection for cows, particularly cows that are either wanting to become pregnant or that are becoming pregnant or are pregnant, excuse me. And that confusion is there are vaccines that are labeled for the use in pregnant cows, and then there are vaccines that are labeled for fetal protection. And they're not the same necessarily. And a lot of people are using a vaccine that is approved for use in pregnant cows that doesn't offer the level of protection to actually protect that fetus during the critical stages of development. Those vaccines are usually denoted with an FP for fetal protection, and they've demonstrated protection against IBR abortion and BVD persistent infection. And those vaccines are superior in terms of protection, and they have to demonstrate a greater level of efficacy to the agency to be able to receive that label claim. Examples would be BovaShield Gold FP, PregGuard Gold FP, and Cattlemaster Gold FP, which are vaccines within the Zoetis arsenal that offer fetal protection.
We're talking with Dr. Mitch Blanding from Zoetis. How does implementing a cow herd vaccination program set up the calf crop for future productivity? Talk about that.
Yeah, so ultimately, if we get more cows bred and are able to protect that pregnancy during the gestation phase, right, by appropriately vaccinating, we're going to get more calves on the ground. Have an opportunity to get more calves on the ground. There's also a greater chance that, those, as I mentioned earlier, the colostrum is extremely important to those baby calves. And if we can get more of those antibodies that are in that cow as a result of vaccination into those calves and transferred to those calves, that ultimately helps their start in life.
Now, beyond good nutrition and vaccination, any other strategy that could help improve some of that reproductive efficiency at the cowherd level?
So there's some things that, now we're starting to get into potentially some fine-tuning of a cow-calf operation, right? But in terms of breeding and synchronizing estrus in a lot of herds that we see some of the more progressive producers trying to do, and it's the use of, for example, cedars, luteolice, Factrail. These are products that are designed to synchronize estrus, and this allows us to get more cows bred earlier in the breeding season and ultimately wean a heavier calf, right? That makes sense? So it's again, that's sort of the next level of management, if you will, within a cow herd, and some that are trying to, again, you know, fine-tuning their operations to try to maximize their output.
Great thoughts. Anything final to wrap it up here? Anything you'd want to reiterate to folks just as they're looking at that overall herd health on that cow-calf operation?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's always a return on investment in terms of the utilization of animal health products within our cow herds. And there's a lot of attention now with $3 calves or whatever they're worth now. But the reality is that value has always been there. So you know, a lot of folks are waking up to the reality that, you know, holy cow, my calves are worth a lot right now. I need to be more proactive in trying to protect their health. But the reality is that opportunity has always been there. So I guess my encouragement would be at some point we're going to be facing prices that aren't in the $3 range, but it doesn't mean that some of these practices aren't any more less valuable.
Good thoughts and perspective, Dr. Mitch Blanding with Zoetis. Thanks for some time here at CattleCon 25. We'll look forward to talking again in the future.
Jesse, thank you for your time.
Once again, that was a great conversation we had earlier this month at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show with Dr. Mitch Blanding from Zoetis. Coming up later in the show, we're going to talk more about cattle health. We had a convo with Merck Animal Health veterinarian Dina Hardy, so we'll get to that later on in segment four. Up next, though, another conversation, more policy-related, we had with Gene Copenhaver from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association during our time at CattleCon 2025. We'll take a listen to that coming up next as we continue here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
The FFA trains young people for successful careers in agri-science and engineering, ag marketing, merchandising, sales, and many other careers indispensable to keeping American agriculture on the cutting edge. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom.
For over 70 years, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom has been serving generations of people by bringing smart fiber optic technology to their homes, businesses, and communities. We serve the farmer, relying on ever-changing weather conditions, or the school teacher using computers and tablets to give students cutting-edge skills they can use in the workforce. Securing fast connections for hospitals, doctors, and nurses to bring you the best healthcare possible. Head to WWT.net and let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom bring fiber-fast internet to you.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA as we continue here today, sharing some of our unheard conversations from the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA trade show in San Antonio, Texas earlier this month. I was able to sit down for a few minutes and have a policy conversation with Gene Copenhaver. He was vice president and during convention moving up to president-elect for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We sat down, we talked about tax policy, succession planning, a number of different things that are on the minds of folks at NCBA as we move into 2025. And Gene's been on the policy side for quite a while with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. So let's take a listen to this conversation again, kind of going through some of the different priorities they're looking at here as we work into 2025 and the new Trump administration. Here is that conversation with Gene Copenhaver, president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association on AOA.
Gene, it's good to see you here in San Antonio, and I appreciate a few minutes of time.
Thanks, Jesse, for having me, and I appreciate you coming down to CattleCon. It's always a big event. We have a lot of media here, and we appreciate you being part of that.
Well, and I know, too, a lot of producers here, the trade show, all the meetings, of course, where you guys set policy priorities for the upcoming year. There's a lot that goes into this week here for Cattle Convention, is it there?
Yes, there is, and I've been on the policy side of this, of NCBA for probably 10 or 12 years, and it changes from year to year, day to day, month to month. Yesterday it was minute to minute with what all was going on and with the tariff situation.
And that headline news risk has definitely been a market driver and a news cycle driver and everything else. And we could talk about that, but I think better yet, let's lean into some of the policy priorities here. And obviously with the new administration coming in Washington, D.C., the Trump administration, I'd say, in the last time around, pretty favorable to many facets of agriculture. So thinking about the policy priorities for NCBA here with the new administration coming in, I guess, frame this up for us. What are some things that you guys are looking forward to? Maybe what are some things you want to see changed potentially with the new administration?
Well, let me first say the last President Trump administration, he was good to the boys in the hats. Several of us got to go to the White House, and we kind of been shut out of the White House the last 4 years. So we're excited about him coming in and excited about maybe turning back some of the rules and regulations that's cutting into our bottom line that this last administration put in effect. Mm-hmm. And also the big policy thing we need to look at is producer profitability. For several things. One big thing is to have that next generation ready to come on, whether it's a first generation or fifth generation, whatever it is, we got to continue with this family ownership of the beef industry. I mean, over 90% of beef operations are family-oriented, and we need to make sure that continues in the future. And we have several policies we can look at to with this administration to make sure that happens.
I think off the top of my head, when it comes to that and that next generation, different tax cuts and things or the estate tax, there's been a lot of talk about that. And, if we were to go to something totally different here, I mean, that could wreak havoc for someone if, someone passes away and you're having to pay, this crazy inheritance tax, et cetera. There's a lot of things that could be detrimental to cattle ranchers unless we get some things done. Right, Gene?
Yeah. 2017, I was chairman of tax and credit for NCBA, and I got to go to D.C. several times, and everything turned out pretty good. We didn't know at the time when we were working on it, but we got to change the way or we increased the levels for estate taxes. We got to keep up stepped up bases. We got bonus depreciation, Section 179 deduction. And what we're looking at doing, because some of those things go away at the end of 2025, we want to maintain those and maybe get rid of estate taxes altogether if we could.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of complex things too, and then I think just on top of it, having a favorable environment for the next generation to come into is another key as well, and just that good succession planning on the operation, I think, is a big piece here as well, Gene.
It is. In the succession planning, it makes it a lot easier to succession plan if we have a good tax regulation to do that. If you lower the estate taxes or take away or make estate taxes more, then succession planning gets a lot harder, and it'll put a lot of family farmers out of business. Stepped up basis is very important. It's important to all size farming operations, ranching operations, and we need to make sure that's always maintained.
Couple minutes here. Any other policy priorities you guys are talking about this week?
Yeah, the one thing that we need as far as the keeping the things profitable is we need to make sure that beef is still maintained on the dinner plate with USDA. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that we keep the core values we have in Representative Thompson's farm bill that we didn't get passed, but there's three core things that we need to keep in there. The foot and mouth vaccine bank, the LRP programs, make sure it's continued to be good, and make sure voluntary conservation programs, we have those out for our producers.
And hopefully we can see that farm bill here sometime in the next few months. It seems like on Capitol Hill with the new Democratic leaders in the Senate and the House, it just seems like that there's a more of a willingness to get to the table and get this done, right?
Yeah,
Gene?
we're very pleased with what leadership we have in the Senate Ag and in the House Ag committees, and also with our Senate Senator Thune and then Mike Johnson. We've always been a big supporter. Mike Johnson will continue to be. He's been good to us. He's from Ag District in Louisiana, and I actually got to meet with him last year right after you become Speaker. Very impressive guy. So we hope we can continue to have them and Senator Thune there also.
Any final thoughts? We got about a minute here, Gene.
My final thoughts is, we know that beef industry, beef is a commodity, and that we do run in cycles, usually 10-year cycles, and we are going to have a down market somewhere. Now, I'm not smart enough, never would be claimed smart enough when that's going to be, but with the new risk management program such as LRP, we can take away some of those peaks and valleys, and we can have a more stable environment for our industry with that.
Good thoughts and perspective. Great to catch up with Gene here at CattleCon, and enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll look forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Once again, Gene Copenhaver, the president-elect now of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Good to talk with him in San Antonio. Well, of course, the tariff conversation continues to be a big one throughout agriculture and the broader economy and more. And we're watching the steel and aluminum tariffs that President Donald Trump has announced. He's slapping on here on March 4th, a 25% import tariff on all steel and aluminum into the U.S. Canada is one of America's three largest steel industry suppliers, along with Mexico and China. However, when it comes to aluminum, Canada is by far the largest U.S. supplier. Getting some perspective on this potential tariff impact here with our North American trading partners, and particularly with Canada. Tim Sargent is an international policy analyst with the McDonald Laurier Institute based in Ottawa. Sargent said he was confused when the U.S. imposed tariffs, especially on aluminum, back in 2018. This has happened before. It was a 10% tariff in that first Trump administration. And he admits that he does not understand the tariff action this time either.
It's very confusing. The U.S. imports the vast majority of its aluminum. They don't have really many domestic sources of supply. I think there is maybe one smelter in the U.S. Aluminum comes from Canada because we have hydroelectricity, which is really, really cheap, and you need a lot of electricity to make aluminum. It's used not just in the auto sector. It's actually used quite a lot in the defense sector as well. It's just really not obvious to me why they're going after aluminum.
Mexico and China are large steel suppliers to the U.S. as well, but some years Canada supplies 40% of the U.S. steel industry needs. Sargent said that while the U.S. does have domestic steel production, America needs outside supplies, and tariffs will only make large item purchases for U.S. consumers even more expensive.
Nobody's going to build a new steel plant straight away or even add significant capacity. Prices will rise for end users, and those end users include U.S. auto manufacturers. We're actually going to see it be more expensive to produce a car in the United States because they've made steel more expensive.
So Sargent has some advice for President Trump. If you are determined to play the tariffs game, put those tariffs on competing finished products, not on critical components needed for your own production.
If you're going to do tariffs, don't do it on things that your firms are actually buying in order to produce stuff. Do it on the end products. Do it on foreign cars coming in that are competing with cars produced in America.
And once again, that is comments with international policy expert Tim Sargent from the McDonnell Laurier Institute based in Ottawa. Now, that's one perspective. I think a lot of folks, though, are looking at this tariff conversation that is ongoing as a negotiating tactic. It's something that President Trump is trying to do to level the playing field when it comes to our exports, imports, etc. And I think from what I'm understanding from a lot of folks in ag and more, there is some concern amongst ag equipment manufacturers and more, etc. But I think a lot of folks are taking a bit of wait and see approach here. Some of these tariffs, maybe they don't even end up getting enacted if folks come to the bargaining table beforehand. There's still a lot of unknown surrounding what this all could mean. There's definitely some concern, again, as I mentioned, but it just feels like we got to take a wait and see kind of approach here, it seems like, with the tariffs. That's at least my view of this as I look a little more broadly at the whole conversation. All right, coming up next, we're going to focus again on cattle health. We're going to hear from Merck Animal Health veterinarian Dina Hardy. Talked with her at CattleCon 25. We'll hear that convo on the way next on AOA.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions, we're dedicated to helping you achieve your full potential by connecting you with the knowledge, tools, and solutions you need for success. Partner with our team of experts who are ready to tackle the unique challenges you face at each stage of the season with customized whole acre solutions.
speak to your local crop consultant or visit us online at NutrientAgSolutions.com to learn how we can work toward feeding the future together. Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as we close out today's AOA. Let's talk cattle health as we heard from Merck Animal Health veterinarian Dina Hardy at CattleCon 25.
Let's talk a little bit about BRD. I know that continues to be an issue. What are some of the things you're hearing from producers? What are you talking to producers about in general when it comes to BRD right now?
Yeah, so BRD, or bovine respiratory disease, is certainly a challenge for our industry. I think we have outstanding ways to help mitigate or lessen the severity of disease when we think about our vaccines and vaccine portfolio, but it's still something that we're going to face and challenge as we put a calf through a system that it sometimes can be a little bit stressful. So whether that's that wean calf going on to the next stages of production, or calf that's in a background or stalker scenario moving to the feed yard, there's just certain points in time where we have to be very critical of our systems and realize that BRD, a calf can just be susceptible to it. And so certainly it's not something that's going away, but I do think we have a lot of great tools and resources in terms of our traditional biopharma products, so our vaccines and certainly when needed an antibiotic, but also in our technology solutions. Here at Merck Animal Health, our newest and latest is a Sensa feedlot. So maybe we could visit a little bit about that today and just talk about monitoring and how we combine technology and those traditional biopharma products that we have.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's lean in there a little bit, because I think the biggest things that I've seen in the last several years is just the amount of technology that is coming out available to the industry and the adoption by producers to try and fight some of these disease issues or just make our operations more efficient. So tell us a little bit about SenseHub and you know, part of why Merck has rolled this out and some of the benefits of using it.
Yeah, so you're exactly right. Technology, whether we're in the cow-calf space and we look at genetics and what we're able to do there, all the way through the feeding phase, where admittedly I spend most of my time, we are such a science-based industry that I don't think a lot of people realize that. And so technology is a pretty easy fit into some of the things we're already doing. So like I said, SenseHub Feedlot is our product. It's a tag that monitors ear canal temperature in addition to movement. And this is not to say that this animal is hot or cold, like we would traditionally think about with a rectal temperature that we're monitoring at the chute. This is to say, hey, is this calf hotter or colder or moving less or more than its cohort group? And so that would be the pen of animals that it's with. So we're detecting an outlier. So whether that calf is exhibiting signs of BRD or has an obvious lameness or bloat, our goal is to put a objective measurement behind something that's fairly subjective. Because Jesse, you and I both know cattle are notorious and really good at being prey animals. So if I ride in a pen horseback or on foot, those sick calves don't want to show me their sickness. This allows us to monitor a calf 24 hours a day, not just the 15, 30 minutes to an hour that we would spend as a traditional pen rider. So it's just a tool or resource to better help pen riders find those calves, hopefully before we're too far into that disease process for an antibiotic or other intervention to work.
And I think about that too, and it's a great point that we can't be out there 24/7 monitoring the health of our herd, but the way technology is evolving and having tools like SenseHub at your fingertips, all the data's there, you can easily track it. You know, maybe you have to be away from the operation for a couple days, maybe you have to be here at CattleCon, you know, like just that ability to stay on top of things before it gets out of hand, to your point, I think is so beneficial, that ROI that's there.
Certainly, and with most of our feed yards, right, we're in the pens every single day. And so this also allows us to see, hey, here are our pens that are starting. They're the first 30, 40 days on feed, and so we know there's potentially more disease challenge there. How can we better allocate resources if we know these cattle who have maybe settled in aren't as a higher risk for BRD right now? They still can have the tag in, and we know, okay, this pen doesn't have as many pulls. We'll do our pen ride through. We'll make sure everybody get everybody up, check water, etc. We don't have to spend as much time worrying about if we're missing something because we've had this tag in that's been monitoring for 24 hours. So again, SenseHub is, it's unique in that it's detecting those outliers. It's never replacing a traditional pen rider cowboy situation. It's just providing them another tool or resource to help with something that is a challenge for our industry, and that's cattle health and making sure that we have a healthy product and the best performance we can and with these animals.
Dina, anything final you would add, whether we're talking SenseHub or BRD or any other issues you're hearing from producers here this week at CattleCon that we just need to keep in mind? Any final thoughts, anything you would reiterate to folks here today?
Yeah, so I really like bovine respiratory disease. I understand it is a challenge for the industry, but I like to boil it down to thinking about it, not just the pathogens or the bugs that are involved, because certainly we have to realize that those pathogens or bugs, just like staph on our skin, some of those are actually commensals of the respiratory tract of a calf. So they're just waiting for an opportunity to wreak havoc in the lower respiratory tract. We think about that component of it, but we also have to consider those stress factors I mentioned. And that could be the weaning, the commingling, but it could also be a calf that's mineral deficient. Maybe it isn't on a great plan of nutrition. Maybe it's just extreme weather events that we have. And then the other factor is the animal itself, whether we think about each individual animal, just like each individual person responds a little bit differently to disease challenge, groups of animals, where that animal is from regionally, time of the year. So I guess I just want to say all of that, Jesse, to highlight BRD is complex. Certainly in the industry, we are doing a tremendous job in mitigating those risks and thinking through that entire process. But just kind of words of encouragement that we are doing things well. And BRD certainly is a challenge, but I think it's something that as we look at technology, we look at our traditional biopharma, I'm excited for the future and to definitely reduce BRD and think about it in more of that systems approach.
And I would think, too, as we close out here, folks, if they have questions, reach out to their veterinarian, reach out to their Merck Animal Health representative, et cetera. Like, talk with folks to get help when you need it, correct?
Absolutely. When it comes to your treatment plans, vaccine protocols, it is so, so important to work with a local veterinarian, your consulting veterinarian, so that they're familiar with the ins and outs of your operation and they can best come up with protocols to help you.
Once again, Dina Hardy, veterinarian with Merck Animal Health, talking with her during CattleCon 25. We're out of time here today on the show. Coming up on our next program, we'll get another preview of Commodity Classic with co-chair Rob Schaefer. We'll talk markets with Dara Newsom, weather with DTN's John Varanek. For now, thanks for joining us on AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Helping your inner circle prepare for emergencies can start in many ways. Put together an emergency kit with WipeWall. Create a family communication plan with your tita. Remind Bai to keep a backup battery charged. It all starts with a simple step, telling those you care about to be ready for the worst. So start a conversation and plan for emergencies together. Get more tips at ready.gov/start. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast change.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it. Safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbors' dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Nobody dead, some injured.